Evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome to our May 4th meeting. I'd like to thank everybody for going out and voting for the peace levy. I think everybody appreciates it, the firemen, or the police, the residents, trustees, everybody. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Open prayer?
Opening prayer. Mr. Pastor Snodgrass.
On behalf of the citizens and myself, I'll echo what Don just said. Thank you for the passing the levies to allow us to have the protection that we all deserve.
Amen. So
let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, this National Day of Prayer. We come giving you thanks, Lord, that we live in a country and a city where we have the ability and the freedom to get together and to assemble and discuss the issues that pertain to us in our communities, Lord. God, we ask you right now to be with the trustees, Lord. Give them the wisdom that they need to govern our township. We ask you to be with the police officers and the firefighters, Lord, to protect them. God, we ask you to be with our men and women in service, Lord, no matter where they're serving, that provide this freedom for us, Lord. We are thankful for their sacrifices that they give, Lord, being away from their families. So, Lord, we come to you right now with all the gratitude that we can and give you thanks, Lord, for everything that you allow us to do, allow us to say, allow us to have. We thank you for those freedoms. We thank you for your salvation. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen.
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 That was a good prayer.
Everybody else stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
John?
Roll call.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Will they make a motion to dispense the reading of the minutes?
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Excuse me, yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll skip number six and
okay.
I'll table the minutes because we don't have any on the table at the table. So
go ahead, John.
Bills and payroll.
Resolution 17-116. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll in the amount of $115,967.80 and bills in the amount of $81,576.17 for a total of $197,553.97 from check number 42821 to check number 42710.
Need a second, please?
Sure.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll make a motion pass resolution 17-117. For Pierce Manufacturing for the repair of engine 192, $22,477. We get that back on insurance?
Yeah, I think we've already got a check for $22,000.
Okay.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17-119. PST Services Incorporated for EMS repairs, $5,550.08.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make motion to pass resolution 17-120. This is Vector Controls, $1,844.77. That's for mosquito spraying.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I'll make a motion to pass resolution 17-121. The state tire, $1,502.85 for a rear tire for the backhoe.
Need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I need a... Let's just give you these numbers.
Building department. What are we doing?
Or amend.
Okay.
Maybe we can do it. Resolution 15148. And this is given the Friends of the Hilltop.
It's the number on the resolution. I am so
15091, yeah.
091.
And this is what it's going to read. Move to amend resolution 15091 to include maintenance that would include litter removal, mowing, vegetation maintenance, management, weeding, trimming, leaves removed, and so forth on the islands of Georgiaville Road from the railroad tracks to West Broad Street.
Need a second, please?
This here should be for discussion. The last time we were here, Ralph, this is the one that we haven't heard back. Our attorney said that we needed a hold harmless sign. They weren't going to sign it. Okay. We need to just get this done so it can go, but we can't just throw it through and make it. Our attorney, I called the attorney. Melissa, you want to step in here?
You want a second?
We're still talking, Don.
Let him go ahead.
He was agreed to it earlier.
So our attorney said that I was absolutely correct, that we shouldn't have the last 2 weeks ago when you were in, what you had from the county, you can do what you need to do with what you got from the county. But absolutely do we need something that would say that we would be held harmless. It would be the best interest in the township to be able to have that. So just to go and put this through and say yes to this is against the advice of our attorney. Our attorney sent you and to look at the form, and then you guys said that, I just learned 5 minutes ago, here we are on Thursday, we haven't talked.
But we didn't get that form until yesterday afternoon.
Okay. Melissa, can you step up and clarify with me?
Late last week, Don asked, contact Friends of the Hilltop, said this is what we need. I waited and waited and waited. He brought the liability insurance paperwork in. Didn't have a whole harmless agreement. I said, do you have one? No. That was yesterday. So yesterday I made a whole harmless agreement. I emailed it over to him.
And then you said your attorney says no, that...
Because we are not a contractor.
Okay, so now we're in a situation where our attorney that represents the township is looking out for the best interests of this township, says that we have to have that.
And did you make it aware to your attorney that we did a joint venture last year with the township and there was no problem?
If we do something that we didn't...
answer the question.
I will answer, sir. We're not going to argue back and forth. If we did that before, and we were at mistake, and we did that, doesn't mean that we're going to continue to do that because we did it one time. We can't go against, or should we go against, what our attorney says, what's in the best interest of the township. The best interest to get that done is great to be able to get that done. But to not want to sign, irregardless if you're a contractor or non-contractor.
Have you read that agreement?
I've not read the agreement. No, not the agreement that went over.
You need to read the agreement and you understand why the friend said no.
If all I'm saying is,
make it a simple agreement.
I'm not an attorney. I'm not the one making that. I am going by, I'm a trustee of this township. I am going by what our attorney has advised us. You don't even need, if you wanted to go out tomorrow and do that, you wouldn't even need us because that's county. You've
it's
already got a release from
territory.
County.
That's the problem.
It's in the territory, but we have nothing to do with that. You could go out there tomorrow and we couldn't stop you. You need nothing from us on paper. If you're wanting something from us on paper, we're going to ask that we be held harmless. You're not wanting to sign something that says that we're going to be held harmless for whatever reason.
For litter control and mowing grass?
Exactly. You mow grass, someone goes by, rock flies out, hits someone in the eye.
That's why we have $2 million.
But we're still going to be...
insurance.
Right. But again, there's no way around it. Here we are now a month. I've said it from the get-go, and we keep stopping on this day, and it looks like I'm the one stopping it. I've talked to the attorney. I called you a week ago and told you exactly that I never heard back from you and I've never talked to you until right now.
I confirmed that issue over and the attorney says, our attorney says your attorney is looking too hard at the situation. What he's looking at is as if we're an outside contractor coming in to do work and collect money from the township. Then the township should be held harmless. We're not. We're on a joint venture as a volunteer organization to come out and assist.
I understand that. And you don't even need, you've got a letter from the county.
Okay.
If you want to do it, that's up to you. You've got the letter from the county. But yeah, we're not going to back you and say, here, go ahead, and based
but
on
you
this.
You guys have control of the islands on the
No,
island.
We do not.
That's
we
not
do
the
not.
County says.
The county, you read what the county has. The county's already given you the okay. Those islands are not ours. We're not allowed to even really cut them.
Could I interrupt just a
sure.
moment here? Okay. Well, you've got, we've got your certificate of liability insurance in hand here. Now, here's, if, for the, down where the certificate holder is.
Yeah, we're holding
township.
His, see, certificate yeah, of liability.
Yeah, I understand.
That
I understand. No, no, no. Let me tell you what needs to be done here. If you could get a clause here, it just purely says when you're acting, there are just additional insured, Franklin Township.
Isn't that what that says down there?
No, it just says certificate.
It says we're holding
certificate. It says
certificate
holder is what it says. Now, the reason I know about these, I've worked a many a deal over the years in the transportation industry. And what I was always required to do with a major company, major customer, or anything like that, is in your certificate holder portion there, if you'll just simply say additional insured Franklin Township, then that would clarify and take away any liability for Franklin Township, period. And this would be good to go. So,
can he hand write that in? Oh,
well,
asked.
It has to be. You have to have another certificate from your insurance holder. But what I'm saying is this: if we could agree tonight with him on record that he'll get us another certificate there, I want to get going on this.
I do too, Ralph. Do you?
Yeah.
Should you not, especially with what Melissa and I heard from the
right,
attorney,
right.
Should you not yourself talk to Pete before you make a decision on this? Because he is saying absolutely no.
Do you have a hold harmless form or anything?
Jim and I looked up one, and
okay.
There's thousands of
what,
them.
What?
We looked up one that seemed to fit what was needed, and if it's not correct, then their attorney should be able to pull one up.
What did Pete say?
Pete said they need insurance and they need a whole harmless agreement.
You said you need it or you feel better having it?
I don't remember the exact
He
words.
Said they would need it and that I was absolutely correct.
He did say John was correct. Feel better, need it. I really don't remember the exact words.
And
well, it does.
The other language that wasn't on there is that this is being done as a volunteer basis.
And Pete knows that. Pete
yeah.
Knows
right.
That
but I mean, Pete, was, that was the other thing that he wanted in the hold harmless is that this is on a volunteer basis and holds Franklin Township harmless.
Mm-hmm. If, well, the additional insured serves the same purpose.
Right, but the thing is, it doesn't have in there to hold that.
It doesn't have additional insured or anything. It just has certificate holder.
Right, but also, Ralph, it doesn't say on a volunteer basis.
It just says additional or certificate.
Right,
holder.
I know, but I mean the other agreement yeah. that the agreement.
Well,
that
the way
want,
this is here, it, let me put it this
sure.
way: it leaves you open for litigation. That's for sure. And I'm not good with.
That's all I'm saying is to
litigated. You know, we need to, if we can get an agreement that you'll do the hold harmless or something like that.
On a volunteer
maybe
basis.
Maybe you have the form tonight. Or
there's
you,
so many of them. It's just better that they contact their attorney and get exactly what.
Okay.
I mean, you can Google it. There's 500 forms.
And we don't have
don't
to wait 2 weeks. We can come back in and have another meeting and get it done in 5 minutes with the right paperwork. So that way you can get going what you need to get going.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to do something this week, we can always come back in. We don't have to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd take us 10 minutes in a meeting.
I'll confer with Dan. With Dan, we'll confer with the.
Yeah, if you would, Bill.
Now.
It does leave it open for litigation here.
Call me tomorrow.
Okay, I will.
And I'll get the proper language from you. Now, I'll address it with the insurance company and base to see what they tell me.
Okay. I'll give you a call in the morning. we're talking.
But I don't want it, and Dan conferred this with me today, we do not want to touch those islands without two sanctions. Number one, from the county. Number two, with the township. We put ourselves in a liability situation.
Yes, you do.
If we don't have both on board.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And it's even going to be worse when it goes to West Broad Street. When if that situation, all parties are going to be involved. County, township, state.
Absolutely.
And city.
And I don't know if you've got any agreement already in place.
No, nothing is because of the city.
My judgment would be you probably need to approach Prairie ahead of time, or some of them, because you may run into this with them as well, frankly. So, you know, and it's just a matter of protecting the public, really.
Yeah, well, Prairie, I've already talked with Tracy Hatmaker, and Tracy told me that they saw what happened out here, so they went to the extremes to make sure it didn't happen for them out there when they redid their islands out there. So they're well set with a maintenance agreement, and everybody that participated with the islands is on board with the contract. Right. So that's what needs to happen here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we got people that just drag their feet.
Oh,
these
I know
agencies.
They do.
They're not, no
well, this
doing
is a quick fix here. You can come direct to us and get it done as long
we
as we
can set up
the
time. The
and
week?
You don't have to wait 2 weeks. I'm sure.
Yeah, special meeting.
Yeah, we can just hold
this. All right, just call me tomorrow.
I will. Okay? So let's just table it and let me talk to Bill then. We'll get it squared away. Thank you.
You want this?
I need a copy. That is from the county.
Yeah, would you care to?
Okay, number 8.
Melissa, you're up.
You have to leave.
The board and I sat down last week and went over the township real estate procedures. Made a couple changes. And now I'm here to see about getting it approved.
Okay. You got the resolutions and the numbers?
Please just give me a number.
17-118.
In the email I emailed you all today, where Ralph, like you suggested, each page is numbered. It's a packet.
Right.
So you'll be doing the real estate procedures, everything.
Okay.
Did you have a chance to look at
it? You got numbers or a real estate package number or something, or are you just going to give a resolution number?
It's a resolution number.
And I'll put on here.
And then that your whole thing will have to be typed into the minutes.
Yes.
All that procedure will have to be put into the minutes as the resolution.
The Franklin Township.
And I am okay to put this on the website, right? So people know how to purchase.
After it's passed, yes.
Okay. This is for the Franklin Township.
Real estate procedures.
It's going to be resolution 17118 to accept real estate procedures of disposing or selling of homes or property that's acquired through foreclosures, income tax or tax, whatever.
Distressed properties, probably.
Yeah.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, and by the way, everyone, when you get a copy of that, there are some options in there from a standpoint of purchase. There's no township employees or trustees or anything that would be allowed to bid on any of the property, so there's no preponderance of favoritism or anything like that.
Yeah, and what probably going to do is probably put them up for an auction, and we'll probably try to do 2 or 3 houses at the same time, and the auction will go to the highest bidder.
Put it in the newspaper to let people know.
Yeah, it'll be advertised in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Did we choose?
Yeah, it's at least three times a week for 2 weeks is what it'll be advertised in the paper.
Yeah.
On the house itself and on our website.
Did we, I think we agreed on the Columbus Dispatch as well for the advertising, didn't we, or not?
Just look at whichever was.
We're probably putting the Dispatch and Messenger will be on the website.
Right.
And,
we'll
post it here on the door. Mm-hmm. We're going to put a sign on the properties that it's, this property is going to be sold. Contact this number.
So. And then they'll get all the information.
Right. Do you guys have any questions about any houses that are around?
There's a couple that I wanted to get with you that we're going to reschedule to take a look at.
I have to find someone to board up the homes. The 1-800 board up may not
right.
be our best option, so I have to figure out some other way to do that.
I think Jim can probably get those.
Okay. Yeah, either that or
1-800 board up is high.
No, obviously, issue what I can as well. Just remind
okay.
me of
you
it.
You checked on whether we have to board up with that new polycarbon or
we don't.
We don't.
Okay.
So why is there a reason why we're exempt? Or?
No, there's a loophole in it. Yeah. We don't have to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's mostly for banks.
Yeah. Okay.
Properties.
Okay. Anybody got any questions on the properties?
All the money's brought in, does it come into the township when the property is sold?
Yeah, the money we brought into the township. What eventually I hope to do is have a line item in order to use that money again to tear down the next one or to board up the next one. So it'll just be like a revolving fund for the houses.
And then it can be self-sustaining after a while.
Right.
Would be in hopes, essentially, Barry, that it would be self-funding, or, you know, if you get some money out of one, maybe give you money to take care of another one, etc. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Any other questions on the properties?
What kind of money are you talking about to start bidding?
Well,
I reached out to an appraiser, and he's going to give me a market appraiser on the property you're interested in. I'm going to get an appraised value with the structure and without the structure. And then once we get that, that's where we'll start from. So just going on the auditor's website and saying, oh, it's appraised at this much, that's not correct. So I'll get a fair market appraisal first. That's the first step.
I know Mike is interested in the one over there, so just keep in touch with her going forward there, Mike, okay?
And we kind of need...
Thank you for cleaning the place up.
Yeah. Thank you. Our department out.
Well, yeah.
Did a great job.
We went over there right after we had our meeting last week, and we looked at it and get it cleaned up. Do you prefer that to be tore down?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I need to talk to Melissa a little bit about
yeah.
what
we'll get
talk
into
about that and
specifics on them, I guess.
And
we
get how close are we maybe to having some properties rough? 60 days?
Yeah.
That we can auction?
Within 60 days.
Okay. Within 60 days, hopefully we can have an auction of two or three properties.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Road department. Jim Stevens is evidently not here. He evidently doesn't have anything tonight. So does anybody have anything for the road department? No question for the road department. We'll move on to the police department.
I'm going to let the fire department get first.
Okay. Fire department.
Evening, all.
Good evening.
I have real quick stuff. Our run numbers for March, 783 runs, 655 EMS runs, 128 fires. We didn't have any fatals this month, our first month of the year. So that was good. Also, smoke detectors. We had successful smoke detectors last month. We walked all through western states. We installed over 35 smoke detectors and gave out a few more. We will be out this Saturday in the money back edition. So if you know anybody out there, let them know we'll be around. Everything is free, obviously. We'll do all the installations, up to 3 smoke detectors in the house. We'll be up there for at least a few hours and try to get through the whole neighborhood. And if you need any smoke detectors before that, call us. The fire department will schedule an appointment, come to your house and install those. You're more than happy to do it. The last thing I have is a good and welfare. I received this call from the city of Columbus, which was even more exciting for me. On April 24th, I received a call on the 25th. Columbus Fire received a call from a nurse at Mount Carmel thanking an engine company for what they did for a patient. Our engine company on one unit, which is Captain Hitchcock, Ron DeLozier, Tim Benjamin, and Tom Mattia, they went with Medic 12 to an address and took a gentleman having a heart attack to the hospital. And while the medics took him to the hospital, they finished staining his deck. So he was about 90 years old, and he had about, you know, 40, 50 square feet left of deck stain, and those guys stuck around and stained his deck while he went to the hospital. So the thing I like about this the most is that my guys didn't tell me they did it. I actually had to pull it out of them they did this. So I can't say enough about our guys that they didn't try to make a big show, big production, and I found out through the city of Columbus that our guys did that. So I just wanted to acknowledge them. I wish they were on duty today so they would come. Obviously, they didn't want to come here and even acknowledge it. So that's all I have.
Do you have to be 90 years old to get that?
I don't know. So that's all I have.
Grass it needs cut.
Grass it needs cut. Let's go to
the hospital again. I don't have much either. I just want to inform the board that we did have a couple guys get a pretty significant exposure last week. Exposure to bloodborne pathogens.
To what, sir?
For bloodborne pathogens.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give away too much for their reasons and also the residents. But we're working with workers' comp. There is an exposure law, and we're trying to follow as close as possible and get these guys taken care of. Okay. In case you hear of anything, there was an exposure. Okay. Our police were involved too. They were down there. I don't think they got any significant exposures.
No, I don't believe so.
193 stove, I wanted to bring it to your attention, the one over here. It's a 1980 stove.
Right.
I had a company come in and take a look at the stove because the pilot keeps going out and they're having all kinds of problems with it. The guy fixed it and also told us that this is probably the last fix. They said it's just an old stove. It needs replaced. That being said, I was going to come to you guys and then bring up numbers in a couple weeks and offer suggestions.
Okay.
But on my way here tonight, the pilots are out again. You guys are hand lighting the ovens, hand lighting the tops. And I'm worried that there's gas seeping through.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to propose is just give me a limit and I'll go hand chop like we did last time. And pick out the appropriate
The limit on the other one? I mean, what was the cost of the other one?
I believe it was right on $4,500.
You don't need one that big.
Yeah,
that size. It'll be a lot smaller than that, I would assume, wouldn't it?
Give you a $2,800 budget with that?
I looked up shortly right before the meeting, and there's some for $2,000 up to $3,000. So
28 would be a...
We have to have the commercial be in our building.
Yeah,
it
just that's what works out best for us.
Well, obviously, look how this lasted.
I think you have to as well.
Yeah, if it would blow out or something while you're sleeping.
Yeah. Resolution 17122, which not to exceed $2,800.
Not yet. I actually want to go up there and look at
stove.
It's hard to look online and try to compare.
Stove. Not to exceed how much?
$2,800.
$2,800. I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Medic financing, I've been in touch with First National Bank, and I'd like to have the board allow me to move forward with financing this truck through Republic First National. The terms of the agreement, what they proposed, is a 5-year agreement. I'd like to put $50,000 down out of the EMS fund and then finance $168,000 over 5 years.
We already gave you the okay for the 50, correct?
I don't think we passed that.
Okay, sure. I couldn't remember. I remember something about them. Go ahead.
Just approval to go into contract with Republic First National for financing, and also I need an okay to write ordinance for $50,000 down.
What kind of interest are we looking at, and what type of program is this? Are we paying every quarter?
It'll be twice a year, biannually. The APR is basically the same thing as we've been doing with the previous medic for police cars. They call it a lease. With a buyout at the end of a dollar or whatever. Mm-hmm. The APR is 3.19%.
Okay.
What was it? 1 what?
3.19.
3.19, okay.
And it keeps going up, I guess.
Yeah, it does. They're starting to go up.
Is that a fixed rate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And our first payment wouldn't be until April of 2018 because we're putting a big
chunk down.
First payment.
April 2018.
April 2018. That's fantastic. And who was it, the financing with again, please?
Public First National. It's this sister corporation to the one Jim uses.
Hmm.
So we had the other medic finance, Kansas State.
Okay. So you want a resolution to purchase it?
I need a resolution to go into contract with First National for
contract.
The terms of the lease.
Oh, I got to find out.
I'll second.
Oh, we've got to read the resolution first.
Motion.
Resolution 17-123, authorizing Chief Welsh to contract with the
Public
First National.
Yeah. Public First National.
To purchase. Is this a medic? Or a medic? Not to exceed. Or do we have a cost?
Financing?
Wouldn't necessarily not to exceed. It would be agreed to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah. Purchase a medic. I need a second.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
No.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. Then what do we need?
Motion resolution for a $50,000 down payment support.
That would be resolution 17-124 for Chief Welsh.
To
take EMS funds for down payment. $50,000, you say?
Yeah.
$1,000. Come on, Lisa, think. I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
No.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
For everybody's information, that's part of...
Who made those resolutions?
Huh?
Who made those resolutions?
Nobody that needs to go back and...
John, you want to read these two?
Nobody made the resolution. No, John seconded them.
Well, read them.
It would be resolution 17-122 for Chief Welch to purchase a new... Oh, you got the stove. Did we get that? That's 122, I'm sorry. Did you get the stove part there?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, I'll read that as well.
Okay.
See, for Chief Welsh to purchase a new stove not to exceed $2,800.
We already had that.
Okay,
he's
we
just
had
that
one. Okay.
Because I read it.
Yeah, okay.
New stove.
Okay.
4193. I need a second, please.
I'll second.
Yeah, we already voted, actually.
John.
On that. John.
Yes. Don. Yes. And
no,
Ralph.
Right.
John.
For the stove?
For the
this is for the stove.
The stove.
I read the stove.
Yeah,
I read
we're
the stove.
Yeah, but I told you. Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well,
I gave you the resolution.
Yeah, I started off in the wrong one there. Anyway, 17-123, this is the new one, Lisa.
Okay, 123.
Chief Welch to contract with Republic First National. Am I correct on
correct.
That?
Okay. Yes,
to purchase a medic and
First National.
Republic First National. And John had voted yes.
Well, let's just do it again.
Wait a minute. We'll need a second.
I'll second it.
And John, yes.
Yes.
Don, no. Ralph, yes. Okay.
Excuse me, and the next one is 17-124.
Resolution 17-124.
That's for Chief Welch to take EMS funds for down payment of $50,000.
Sorry.
And
$50,000.
That was a down payment of $50,000.
As a down payment. It was seconded by John. John voted yes. Don voted no. And Ralph voted yes.
Jim, you might just want to tell them that's to replace your old medic there. That's in your budget. This is in your budget.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
You might want to tell the audience that.
Yeah.
It's part of the budget.
Yeah. That is part of the budget, yeah.
So are we good now, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got.
John?
Any questions?
Of course I have questions. I don't have a question, I have a comment.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, you guys came, Chaz too, came to take my mom. Uh-huh. After that, said, you need a new medic. She has scoliosis and arthritis and all these things. He said it rode like a hay wagon. But she got to the hospital.
Yeah.
But she wanted to say, because we usually get Columbus, you know, it's usually 17 that comes, and they are obnoxiously rude to my mother. The only thing she could say was these guys were so sweet and so nice to her. I was at work. I was not there to witness it. She said they were outstanding. They made sure that she was safe and, you know, in the stretcher because she's real short. She has trouble getting, even if you flip it like a chair, she has trouble getting in it. You guys made her feel safe, like she wasn't going to fall. You asked if the dog needed to be crated. You asked if the door needed to be locked to make her feel like when I leave my house, it's okay. So, you know what I mean? She was feeling like when she was removed from the home, she knew everything was okay instead of the door being left wide open. And then I'm coming home from the north end of town to make sure my house is secure. I just want to tell you guys, my mom was thrilled for the customer service and the care that she received.
I appreciate the words.
Thank you.
And if you have any other complaints or anything about other trucks, let me know.
You know, she just has trouble with 17. That's the way she has trouble with the message.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Please, Chief.
Now I'm getting adjourned.
Not yet.
I know. Best part to the end.
First, I'd like to thank everybody who came out and voted for our levy. Everybody who helped us canvas. Everybody's hard work. I really think it all paid off. So, definitely, thank you. Next, I have an action plan for getting us back to three shifts, which I gave all three of you somewhere in your paperwork.
Okay. I've looked it over. I think I'd like to table it until a special meeting one day next week. I can go with Monday or whatever day. And we'll sit down and go over all of it.
Okay.
I'm good with that. I'm preferably... Mm-hmm. Would Tuesday or Wednesday work?
For me.
It would for me. That'd be better for me. How about you, John?
Whichever day you pick, I'll make it work.
You go Tuesday, it's going to have to be about 1:30, 2 o'clock, maybe 2:30 Tuesday.
Okay.
Or 2:30. Make it 2 o'clock Tuesday.
2 o'clock Tuesday.
2 o'clock Tuesday.
Okay. Everybody please place that on your calendar. This will be a special meeting.
Is that a public meeting?
It's a public meeting.
Yeah.
And it's public.
It's just public. It's going to be an open public meeting at 2 o'clock on Tuesday to discuss the plan for the police department.
And that's here?
That'll be here.
Mm-hmm. Bill, if you think...
Do we want to make that evening? Because if there's a lot of people that would like to come, I see a lot of people that work. Why don't we just move that to 5 o'clock if everyone's available?
I'm not available. 5.
6.
Tuesday evening.
Monday and Tuesday evening 10. Is not for me. Yeah.
How about 6 in the morning?
No.
I mean, I just think a lot of people...
How many wants to come to the meeting?
How many cannot come during the day?
First one, will your minutes be online after?
Yeah.
For the special meeting?
Pardon me?
Will the minutes be online after? Like if you can't go, but you want the minutes after?
Should be.
It should, well, it won't be online until after they're approved.
Okay.
But you can always get a recording. You can get a draft copy, but the draft copy probably won't be ready either.
Okay.
So what about Monday, Don? What's Monday like for you?
Monday, I can't for sure.
Thursday,
no,
I can't.
I'm not late in the day.
I can't
for sure.
Do Monday
yeah.
either.
No. I would really like to get this done. We can discuss it now. I've read through this and I think it's a great plan. I don't know why we can't discuss it now. Our meeting's almost over and it's
John,
only 10 after.
I'd really like to have a little time to
okay.
dissect everything.
I was just asking a question.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I mean, you know, that would be, but.
It's going to be the same
frankly,
thing.
Frankly, I haven't looked it over yet at all. Your
okay.
plan or anything.
What the vote without you?
Oh.
I can do a Monday night at 6 o'clock.
I can't.
Would that be good for
you,
everybody?
Melissa could come
6
and
o'clock?
Do the minutes, though. Okay.
6 p.m. Tuesday.
Monday.
He's
no.
asking 6 p.m.
You can't do Tuesday. Tuesday's a block watch. Can't do Wednesday evening. You're allowed to go back to Thursday evening.
Thursday evening, I'm booked. Friday evening, I'm open.
I don't do anything on Friday.
I'm sorry?
We came to Friday because you got surgery Friday. Yeah, we went all the census.
How about Wednesday? Anybody good for Wednesday?
Can't do Wednesday evening.
I can't.
So you're saying you got
go back during the day then.
Tuesday at 2.
Yeah, just go back.
Tuesday at
2. Tuesday at 2. Okay, so then I don't have the right number.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make sure.
Tuesday at 2 is good. Here.
Well, with everyone's schedules, I guess probably 2 o'clock on Tuesdays.
You're back to 2 o'clock on
yeah.
Tuesday?
2 o'clock on Tuesday.
I can't make Monday. Now,
well, we have to go with what
I mean, Monday
people.
At all. I'm booked. So,
we have to go
also,
with what our
if we have everything
do.
Done, we can meet with you beforehand or after.
Yeah.
Since we're already going to be here to get.
They can get copies of the meeting minutes if they can't come. Or a disc.
Okay. 2 o'clock Tuesday.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Are you done?
That's all I have.
Okay.
It's going to last a while, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured
number 12
would.
Is John.
Any questions for the police chief?
Oh, I... Our National Night Out, have you got any more sign-ups for us?
I believe Melissa has, yes.
She's
okay.
coming out.
I can come and down later. And get
it.
She's coming out.
That the church was also going to help us
yeah.
with volunteers, too.
Was a... The board I made up, was it placed in the church or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. There might be some signatures on it then.
The church is going to help where we fall short, like the beams. That looks like the only things we're falling short.
Okay. Help the I can come down and get a coffee next week of the stuff.
I'll
right?
wait for you later.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Any other questions? Please, chief.
Help. We have games.
You got me this time.
John.
Well, John. What you got?
I wanted to give you guys as an update. As you know, every meeting I try to give you an update on what I'm working on the sewers. Thanks to Robin giving me a tip to something that she saw through a Morpsey. She happened to be online and as you know, I've sent 18 records requests in a year to the county, and they would never respond. Well, I've got a whole book of what the monies that they took, $11.5 million, to do this project. I am still not, and I have it here if anyone wants to see any of the monies and what they call and why, and the whole grant application that they filled out, I have right here. Going through this, in my opinion, I'm still trying to find out why they're having a capacity fee. Why they call it capacity, I don't know. Most people call it a tap fee. The $3,800 to hook up. So I'm still trying to work on that to see where that's at. We were told in one of the meetings that the $3,800 went to the city for their capacity of their new facility to be able to beef it up. I checked with the city of Columbus. I've talked to city council. City council, it got back to me and says, city can't have anything to do with that. We have no idea what they're talking about. They said they would get with the county to try to clarify what they meant by that. The Ohio Public Works. Yeah. Contacted them, and a portion of your bill, when you pay a sewer bill, is what goes to fund further improvements, not the $3,800 up front to be able to hook on. So I'm still working and trying to basically find out. Our attorney has sent a letter saying, look guys, the only thing that we can do is if you're not willing to turn the paperwork over, the records request that we have, the only thing that we can do now is sue you. So basically we're at that point. Do we go or do we not go? And that'll be a board decision to say, what are we going to do about that? Because from what I found out from, we're not the only township that they've just done this to and basically say nothing, but no townships ever stood up to them or went this far. They just forget about it and just move on. So I do have that. There is in the, I have Ohio Township Association. They have an article in here that talks about, is it mandated to hook up? Can they force you mandates to hook up? So if anyone would want to see the article, I have it up here. There is no RRC number to prove it, but I mean, it says that you can or cannot. It has the information here. So I can't really say yes or no either way, but at least it gives us an area to continue to add as dominoes. So I'll be here if anyone has any questions afterwards.
Thank you. Any questions?
Does he have anything? Will not everybody remind you that Juanita Kaufman Ward needs to be turned in by July the 13th at 6:30. Need to get those turned in. I also got a notice here that Juanita is going to celebrate her 95th birthday.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
And on Saturday, May the 13th, they're going to have at St. John Lutheran Church at 3220 Columbus Street, Grove City.
Don, that was supposed to be a surprise.
You didn't say it, surprise.
No. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Between 1:30 and 3 o'clock this Saturday, St. John's Lutheran Church in Grove City.
Can I have that so I can add it to the minutes?
Pardon me?
Not this Saturday.
It says 13th.
The 13th.
Right, which is next Saturday.
Right.
Okay. See paper. That right there. Don, you done?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to know if everybody has looked over this marijuana issue that we had last week. Has everybody looked at them? Yeah. What's your...
I think even hearing what the audience had to say, personally for myself, we have a place called, Strip, whatever, and they do different type of drugs there. Since this marijuana issue is going to be, if something was to come into the township, it would be miracle, here we're doing that.
Medical. Medical.
Yeah.
Medical.
Marijuana. It would be potential income, potentially, for the township. I am not against it. I think that being that it's not just for recreation type of use, it would be just like any other business in the township that would be for even the drug place. It used to be called Roxanne.
Big money.
And it would be governed and everything like that. I don't see an issue with it. I think we should definitely approve it.
How does it read?
You ready to approve it?
How does it read that if you say yes, you don't want it, or no,
that's a good question.
We're not going to stop. Well, how is it read?
Right.
Okay, here's what it actually boils down to. What you're doing is you're voting. The whole state is voting. The state has passed a medical marijuana law.
Correct.
Okay.
Period. So what they're doing is going, they're pooling each area of the state.
If you want it.
Well, not necessarily that. Is to see, well, I guess it would be, if you would be willing to put in, if available, property or whatever.
If somebody gets...
Well, let me read this here.
Okay.
This is coming from...
Well, yeah, maybe...
This is from the County Prosecutor's Office of Ron O'Brien. It says, Township Officials, House Bill 523, effective September 8th, 2016, legalized medical marijuana and provided for the establishment and rules and guidelines for the cultivation, processing, and dispensing of medical marijuana. It also provided for the ability of townships to prohibit or limit the number of cultivators, processors, and retail dispensaries within the unincorporated territory. Attached is a sample resolution that you may use to address this issue within your township.
See, that says to prohibit.
Yeah.
That says to prohibit our township.
The number of cultivators.
And the call in. This is like a little cross street here. You got this little smoke shop. They could end up selling. You got a little smoke shop up the corner of Demerson and Climber.
No, this is for medical.
Yeah.
Yeah, they.
This isn't for.
No, this is drugstore stuff.
Yeah. This will be a specialty store that they go in and they'll have to have.
If someone wanted to come in, that's not guaranteed because it's, from what I understand, it's by a lottery and just so happens that someone wins the lottery
and they live in township and they want to work.
In essence, it is a lottery.
Right.
For an example, the people out in Licking County,
right,
they've already offered for a sizable piece of property there. This is available to you, they've told the state.
Right. Prairie Township has already passed a resolution.
To not allow it in Prairie Township.
Right.
I think that's a matter of discretion.
They got tons of money,
too. If you got medical marijuana, you know... My thought on it is this, if I have an older friend or relative or whatever that's, you know, really ill or whatever, and there's a chance that medical marijuana might make their passing years a little better.
I'm for it, yeah.
I'd say yes, too.
So how does the resolution read then, Don?
Prohibit or limit the number of cultivators, processes, or retail dispensers licensed under the code 3796.
So a no vote would prohibit it totally, right?
No, it says limit the number of cultivators, processes, or retail dispensaries licensed under Ohio revised code. So this means that everybody can pop up and get whatever they want. If you do this, it's going to be licensed under this RC code. It's all going to be governed under it. And everybody talks about making money off of marijuana. The township will not make any money off of marijuana.
Exactly.
They're just the tax money, isn't it?
Tim Hortons going in across the street over here. Doesn't make any difference whether it's a Tim Hortons or a marijuana shop. You're still going to only make so much money off the property tax. You're not going to make money off of the marijuana they sell.
But
if somebody's got a farm out here and growing 20 acres, if he's growing corn now and he grows marijuana next, it's not going to make any difference. He's still got property taxes of X amount of dollars. It's not money off the marijuana.
So there's no tax? No tax?
If there is taxes, they will go to the state of Ohio.
Because they said that they were...
Money off the sales?
Right.
Those sales and taxes will go to the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
But even for the good of the people, I don't see where it's just like we sell aspirin, we sell people that may need Oxycontin. Exactly. You know, for the health reason to say no because it's marijuana, what about Oxycontin? What about some of the different things that can be purchased? Because you can't purchase this without a doctor's order. And so I don't have a problem, regardless of the taxes, if there is zero taxes, I still say, why not offer that opportunity?
Well, it's really an economic.
This is governing, is what it's doing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure, that's exactly what
it's
doing.
So a yes vote says that we're going to allow it, right?
It's a chance, the.
We'll make a resolution that way.
The jurisdiction that would want to say, yeah, it's okay, you know, to put a growing farm or something like that here.
It would be resolution 17-125.
Yeah, it would be.
Yes, sir.
Chance for economic development, too. I mean, the reality is the proposal on that Licking County one was a substantial amount of employees over there.
I mean, it was,
you know, like even 100 or 200 or maybe, I can't recall what the exact number was. It was a pretty substantial number of employees there as well. So it would generate potentially jobs as well.
And it's state regulated, so it's not as if we're regulating it.
Yep, it is absolutely 100% state regulated.
I think the question was, do you guys want to prohibit or do you want to limit the number of providers that come into the township? Say,
this is what this does.
I would say,
you want 5 or 6, you want 10, you want 20, you want 100 of them in here.
Well, you're not going to get it anyway. So
yeah, we're not going to, you can't have that many because they're only going to offer so many small growers and so many large growers.
Right.
And then that's a lottery, and all of you could put your names in there, and you. How many they're going to have for small growers, when they've done pulled out the last name, that's done.
Right.
Then they go to the large, and we're allowed to have 15 in the state. They're only going to pull 15 people's names out of there. That's the lottery.
It's not like you're going to have something popping up on every corner.
Right.
It's going to be a very limited amount
of large and small
of people
growers.
That are allowed to. And like you said, it would be on a lottery system. You apply, you know, you do this, you do that, you have to have all the things in place. You know how government works somewhat
there.
How
boy do I.
You have to have everything in place to be qualified. So if someone here in Franklin Township has a property available,
and they get
a take a pretty good piece of property, and they have the resources to help fund or...
A large grower is $50,000 for a license.
You'd have to have a substantial amount of money just to get the business started. It's like a startup new business.
And the small one, I think, was like 18.
If somebody wanted to invest that kind of money, it'll totally be, everything will be government controlled.
So I'd like to make a motion to pass resolution 17-125. This is prohibiting marijuana cultivation.
Prohibit.
In Franklin Township.
See, it says prohibit cultivation.
Cultivation, dispensing, processing. This is, but you're following their code under ERC code 3796.29. This is what you're getting to that code. We want to follow that code.
But it still says prohibit.
Yeah.
This is the township opt out. Which means you would opt out of allowing a grower to grow in there. So you don't need to pass any resolution, and they're allowed to grow. You pass the resolution, then you're prohibited from setting up shop here, which means...
Okay, that's what I thought.
So we don't even have to vote on
it. No, you don't have to
vote on
no action.
No action.
If you try to change this around, then you're blocking it.
Correct.
If you vote on this, then it can't happen.
That's right.
Because it's already accepted by the state of Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have nothing to have to do on this.
Okay. Yeah, you get to opt out.
Right.
I got
you need a second.
Okay.
There's no need to second it because unless we want to do something with it. We don't second
prohibit.
It.
So as you understand it, Ari,
I agree with that.
We just don't vote at all.
Right.
Yeah, you just don't have to take a vote and then anyone can set up shop if they want to here.
Okay.
If you vote on it, then you're taken out of the mix, then you're a municipality that are not allowed to create
cultivation.
If you don't adopt this, anybody can do anything they want in Franklin Township.
No.
They do not have to follow the code.
I don't think that's what it says.
This says, whereas under RC, revised code 3796, you don't second anything. The board has the authority to prohibit or limit the number of cultivators, processes, or retail dispensers licensed under Ohio Revised Code.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was just purely a yes or no vote.
Okay. Is there a second?
No, I won't second that.
Okay, then it dies of lack of second.
I understand it better, because I guess.
Call next to us tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Okay, so that one is left on the books. Okay.
I thought I did understand it. I mean, I apologize for that, but I don't, obviously I don't understand it.
You looked over the trash contract.
Trash.
They got all the changes that you would like to make.
Trash contract.
Should have that done, but then.
I asked you several weeks ago, and I asked you, John, if you have that information.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
have all the information.
It's not as if we haven't been doing anything. There's an awful lot of pressure.
Well, I understand that.
Okay, well, I'm not going to argue with it. I will have it within 2 weeks.
I've been asking for that. You cannot keep waiting
and then put it to the attorney
to write it.
Okay.
And then it gets put in the newspapers and goes out for bid. And then the contractor has to get all the addresses and everything
it will
he's going to do.
It will be available in 2 weeks or less. So.
John, did you have yours?
I'm sorry?
Did you have yours?
Do what?
Questions or
I
what?
Don't, no.
No?
Say that again, please.
I just asked him. You said you weren't ready yet. He said no,
right,
he hasn't.
Questions.
He has no questions.
Stay away for a minute.
Okay. And you're going to have it next week, or in 2 weeks, correct?
Sure.
You're going to have.
Yeah, within 2 weeks, yeah.
Ralph will.
Maybe less than that, as soon as I get it all.
Thanks.
Make sure you
have credit. Let's see, 2 weeks. Okay, thank you. Are we you good?
I'm done.
14, Ralph, do you have anything?
I think we're pretty well clear as far as I know.
Any questions from the audience?
I don't have one as a statement to say. On this ordinance that the state has provided you guys with that you want to take no action with, all I'm saying is keep an open mind down the road. In years to come, the administration changes, it opens up, your township could be inundated with those kind of stores on every corner. It may not be now because of state limits, but we've got a different, as the laws change and we change administrations, those laws can change and you guys could end up over inundated with those kinds of, like having liquor on every corner.
What's over inundated? And who's going to be buying?
How many laws can change? John,
okay,
that's the fact.
How many drug stores are there? Are we over inundated? You can go almost within 3-4 miles of each other and see Walgreens.
Okay,
and you see Walgreens,
that's exactly my point. Is that what you want to see happen 10 years down the road? Did you got?
But if we get
10,000 CVS stores are selling marijuana out here, is that what you want your township to turn into?
No, I don't think
but it's a by prescription. You're missing the whole point.
No, I've got the point, John. The point is,
do you realize how
what do you want to have happen to your township?
Do you realize that how many corners sell OxyContin? It's the same thing.
You're not looking outside the box.
I am looking outside the box. That's just it. You're looking at it as marijuana.
No. I'm looking at down the road is what I'm looking at. What has happened to our country and our city in the past?
Let me do this. How many people here think that it's okay if you want to be, raise your hand, whatever. I don't want to put people on the point. I feel that the people here from the last appointment, is people okay with this? It's your township.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would help me because I have seizures. And then
this is the people of the township. And it's going to get set up either in our township or in the city next to us. Yeah. And either we're going to get the revenue or someone else is going to get the revenue.
Yeah.
So when I set up here, I represent the people out there. And from what I heard from the last meeting is the public is the ones who make that decision. The people that are actual residents in the township make that decision. And they've made it clear in the last meeting that they were fine with that. Not that who's going to sit up here later in life.
You look at prohibition, it didn't work.
Nope.
There you go.
Nope. You're right.
So that's what matters is the people out there.
Bottom line, they can sell it, but to improve the medical.
No other questions? Move for adjournment.
Need a second, please?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.